Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Acts chapter 9. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, he might bring them in shackles to Jerusalem. Now as he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told to you what you must do." The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Get up, and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like fish scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. And he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were in Damascus. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried repeatedly to associate with the disciples, and yet they were all afraid of him, as they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and how he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus at Damascus. And he was with them, moving about freely in Jerusalem, speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord.
Imagine what the Apostle Paul must have felt at the time of his conversion. Before then, he was known as Saul, a notorious persecutor of the Christian church. Saul even went so far as to track down believers and approve their execution. Do you think people trusted him immediately after his experience with Jesus? What must their reaction have been from the believers who knew him only as a murderer? Surely Paul was forced to suffer their harsh stares and questions. And yet, God moved in a mighty way through this former persecutor. Despite Paul's past, God had a specific plan for him, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostle was used mightily to spread the gospel. Perhaps you know someone who is hostile to the faith. If you're a believer, can you preach to him or her through kind and loving actions? Perhaps the Lord is planning to use you as he once did Ananias. Or perhaps you're the one who's hesitating, thinking you're too far gone to be saved. My friend, God's love is unconditional. There is no one beyond His loving grace. Ask Him to speak to your heart today and follow Him. You'll be so glad you did.